we have a wonderful group of volunteers that come together to help us with this. This is, you know, PDBC operates all year, full-time, all the time with professional staff, but we have volunteer events throughout the year as well, and this is one of our biggest repair fair. And so we're going to have hundreds, maybe between 700 and 1,000 people that are going to volunteer on Saturday, May 11th to help us with our low-income elderly and disabled homeowners stay safely in their home.
For any of our listeners who aren't familiar with this project, can you give me a thumbnail sketch of the day's events?
Sure. Well, you know, there are tasks that you just can't do if you, after you, you know, you get to be a certain age around your house. Maybe it's a fixing a roof or a porch, or maybe your spouse who used to take care of all those things has passed away. And so what we can do is PDBC organizes these events to allow those kind of essential repairs to be performed for people, and we just try to draw on people with that kind of skill set, and we organize it and have the materials there available for them across the. It'll be between 60 and 100 homes on Saturday, May 11th, that we will tackle those kind of projects and knock them out in about 4 or 5 hours, we hope, and everybody wins.
How many people are helped?
That's a little bit up in the air at this minute. As we sit here today, we have 61 homeowners that are scheduled to be helped. We have people in need that we could go much, much higher. So this is a bit of a call to action, Matt, to get some skilled volunteers to help us out. We had over 900 volunteers last year. I'd love to have 1,000 this year. As we sit here today, it's probably about 700. So I need a few more people to jump in and help us out.
Do people need any special skills or equipment to help out?
Well, you know, if you're handy, you know, around the house, if you're pretty talented and you've got some confidence about that, we could use you. Yeah, if you're a contractor, I bet you're, that's fantastic as well. The contractors do help us on that day, but a skilled homeowner can step in and do a lot of this work as well. And in terms of equipment, we provide most of the equipment. A lot of times people do have their own tools, though, and prefer to use them, but we have them available if necessary.
Just looking for a good attitude and a strong back.
You got it. That's what would be most important.
You do the repair affair in the spring, but if people can't make it this weekend, you've also got the prepare affair event in the fall.
Well, yeah, and you know, if they can't make it on May 11th, by the way, for repair affair, we can figure out something. If you want to help PDBC, we can do volunteer events all year long. But prepare fair, I'm glad you brought that up, it's a little bit of a different intent. That is an event where we don't necessarily single out skilled volunteers. That's where everybody can help. Boy Scout troops, you know, businesses that can get together, churches. And what we do on that day for elderly and disabled folks are chores. Maybe it's rake leaves, clean gutters, smoke detector batteries, you know, things that people, again, need. They can't get up and down those steps. They can't clean their yard like they once did. And by the way, those cleaning that gutters is essential. It saves a roof if you can keep those gutters clean. So, yeah, that's what we do in the fall, and it's the focus is same people, but a little different skill set required.
You can find out how to get more information about the repair affair and people working cooperatively on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Jock Pitts, thank you. Good luck.
Thanks, Matt.